Ava Gardner, she was a Hollywood heavyweight in the 1950s, nominated for Academy Awards, Golden Globes, BAFTAs. She was Hollywood's original femme fatale with spouses including some big names, Mickey Rooney, Artie Shaw, Frank Sinatra. In 1988, Ava Gardner sat down for a series of interviews with journalist Peter Evans that were to become the basis of an autobiography, and there was lots of material to cover. But Gardner's relationship with Evans was tempestuous, and Gardner decided to write her own memoir alone. But Peter, he kept his notes and transcripts of those interviews, and 25 years later, with permission from Gardner's estate, he published the interviews and told the story of his time with Gardner in the book Ava Gardner, The Secret Conversations. Now, Evans' book is reimagined on stage, adapted by the star of the show herself, Elizabeth McGovern. You know Elizabeth McGovern from roles like Cora Crawley on Downton Abbey. She was in Ragtime, where she was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, and she joins us now. Elizabeth, welcome to the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So the book, Elizabeth, Ava Gardner, The Secret Conversations, was this a book that you read and you immediately knew you had to make this into a production? Like, tell us how you went from reading to the book to making it into a full theater production.
Yeah, so it was a book that was collecting dust on the shelf in my house that I just happened to pick up one day. And this never happens to me. I never read anything and think I can see it as in another incarnation, but for some reason it spoke to me because the dynamic of the conversation between this aging movie star and her biographer was so scintillating and alive and colorful, and there was so much going on in their relationship and in the going back into the past and the re-exploration of her life that I thought it just had to be on a stage with two people. I just had that sudden vision. So now it's years later and here we are.
You know, you talk about turning the book into a play. I've always been fascinated by that. Is it difficult turning a book into a stage play? Like when someone can turn 300-something page book into a play and not miss a beat. Tell me about some of the challenges that you encountered going from book to stage.
Well, I think the most important thing really for me, or what I decided to do, was set out to create something that's alive on a stage and sort of glean from the book, but let the book go, because it works as a book. But what we have to do is find something that actually has its own life. So I let my imagination depart from the book in this case quite a bit. But I felt confident to do that because a lot of my own experience I felt I could bring to bear on the story because of the fact that I was quite young in Hollywood in a macho culture that I think has changed a little bit, but not actually radically from the time that Ava Gardner was also a young woman in Hollywood. So I used a lot of the kind of my sense memory of my own life experience and brought it to bear on the whole thing.
I was going to ask you about that, Elizabeth, because you have a lot of resemblances to Ava Gardner. So what was it like getting into her headspace? And maybe it wasn't all that difficult at all. It doesn't sound like it was maybe all that difficult for you to get into the Ava Gardner headspace.
I'm surprised to say that it really wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, in some ways, she's my opposite as a character, because what I love about her is she's a completely uncensored, no holds barred type of character. She really didn't have any filter, whereas I think I'm, as a personality, built from filter. So I think it's been liberating for me. It's like she says all the things I wish I could say, but I only say actually to my kids.
Yeah, behind closed doors when nobody's recording on their phone, right?
The anger, the humor, the bawdiness, it all gets a release.
We're speaking with Elizabeth McGovern. She stars as Ava Gardner in Ava, The Secret Conversations, on at the CAA Theater from November 6th to the 30th, getting extended due to popular demand, which is great, Elizabeth. So congratulations for that. Yeah,
thank you, Toronto.
Yeah, well, so you've been in, are you here in Toronto Toronto yet? Have you arrived into the city? I'm assuming that you have.
Yeah. I'm just bleary-eyed from my trip to London, but we're here.
Okay.
From London.
From London, yes.
That's how bleary-eyed I am.
So any word, Elizabeth, from the Ava Gardner estate, from the family? Have they seen the production? Have you had any interaction with them yet?
Yeah, they have been absolutely wonderful from day one. And actually, over the years, I felt like I've grown quite close to them. It's managed by her great niece, also called Ava. It's quite easy because most of the women are called Ava in the family.
Creative.
I can see, I mean, a family meant a great deal to Ava Gardner, and I can see why, because her family is really smart. And I love them. And they've been with us every step of the way.
Oh, that's great. Glad to hear it. Well, Elizabeth, it's going to be a fantastic show. It's a two-person show, which I think is so cool. It's a 90-minute runtime, which is also perfect.
I like that too, yeah.
Right? Everybody loves a good 90-minute production. Ava, The Secret Conversations on at the CAA Theater, November 6th to November 30th. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for your time. Enjoy your stay in Toronto. I'm sorry that we couldn't be providing you with a Blue Jays World Series parade, but maybe next time you stop into the city.
Maybe next time.